nice that Vineyard family. Hello friends, thank you for watching. We are so blessed this week speaking about setting myself up for success. You know, it's wonderful to live in your heart in a space where you believe that God has success for you, and that is really the truth. God's spirit always leads us to life and success. And today I want to speak about taking ground by grace. You know, understanding the kingdom dynamic, understanding that we are part of a kingdom that breaks this dark world with the light of God that is in our hearts, it sets us up to a place where we have like a sonship responsibility towards the kingdom. We don't do things just to make success in life. No, we do things because the kingdom of God is our default in our hearts. It is our interest, and it's what we want to be part of and what we want to do. Let's listen to Romans 5:21. It says that as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. It says here, in the same way that sin infected the human race and it produced sinners, in the same way God produced us as first fruits of his kingdom. Jesus was sown as a seed and he produced after his kind by the Spirit. He was full of grace and truth, and we are full of grace and truth, and we are here to bring that grace and truth into this dark world and bring light where there is darkness. You know, the light shines in the darkness. The darkness cannot comprehend that the light in you is so strong that it can break any force of darkness and it can create life wherever you go. That is the motivation behind success. The motivation is to be sons of God in this dark world and to have a kingdom perspective so that we would break forth into this dark world with the light of God and move and be successful with that motivation of the kingdom of God is to be multiplied. And so we multiply ourselves in this world by being successful and having a mindset of success and showing forth the kingdom, which is a kingdom of great success. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.